A world away from Pakistan, there were huge street protests again today in Greece. The demonstrations were part of a nationwide strike that halted planes and trains, closed schools and hospitals, and generally paralyzed the country. The crowds were protesting yet another round of wage cuts and tax hikes that the Greek government says are needed to save the nation from bankruptcy. Reporter Manos Jafalias is a freelance journalist in Athens. He says the protests today were led by thousands of government workers who are facing layoffs and growing increasingly frustrated.
They've passed their boiling point. They are desperate. They feel they need to demonstrate, to protest, not to change anything, but hopefully to prevent things getting even worse.
From a distance, Manos, when we hear the news from Greece, the situation does sound desperate. Maybe you can give us a sense of how these wage cuts and tax hikes are affecting the average Greeks.
Many families have seen their income drop from 10 to 30% these past 2 years. In some cases, this means they reach a level where they don't have enough money to make it through the month.
So how do they make ends meet? I mean, how do they even eat?
The one good thing about Greece is that the family safety net is still there. But many people have seen their way of life change. They don't go out anymore. They've even changed what they eat. And what is moving is to have families saying that they'll have to buy lower quality food for their children.
And how have the wage cuts and tax hikes affected your own life, Manos?
These past 2 years, I have moved back with my parents. And for many people in Greece, that's their situation. Families are living all together again like it was in the 50s.
So when you're young and striving to be independent, that's got to be a real blow. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I did something wrong, and I wish I could do something to improve it, but I can't.
Who's blaming who here? I mean, do Greeks look at the Eurozone and say it's all their fault? I mean, at the same time, the Eurozone is blaming Greece for Europe's financial mess.
Greeks did not blame the Eurozone, but they are starting to blame it now because they are seeing that they are doing all these sacrifices and European leaders are not acting fast enough. At the same time, Greeks demand more of their government. They demand more justice and more accountability. Most Greeks would like their government to become much more efficient and root out corruption in a much better way than up to now, and also collect taxes from tax dodgers. And people who keep paying their taxes are at their limits.
Freelance reporter Manos Jafalias, based in Athens, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.